The Middle East and North Africa are two regions that are often grouped together because they have many things in common. Islam is the dominant religion of the area, and almost everyone speaks Arabic. Most of the Middle East and North Africa is composed of desert, where very little rain falls. There are, however, many exceptions. Most Iranians speak a Persian language called Farsi. Until 1935, Iran was known as Persia, a culture that has existed for thousands of years. Most people in Turkey are Muslims but speak Turkish rather than Arabic. The Turks originally came from the land northwest of India. Lebanon includes a significant Christian minority. Lebanon once had a Christian majority, but Muslims now outnumber Christians because Muslims have tended to have more children. Until recently, most Arabs living in the United States have been Lebanese. Most people in Israel speak Hebrew and practice Judaism. After World War II ended, the United Nations created Israel as a homeland for Jews. About 25 million Kurds live in the mountains between Iran, Iraq, Syria, and Turkey. The Kurds are Muslims, but they have their own language and culture. Many Kurds want to keep their traditional lifestyle and resist assimilating into the population of their host nations. A minority of the people of Morocco and Algeria speak Berber languages. The Berbers are the descendants of the people who lived in North Africa before the Arab invasion. The Berber language and traditions are more common in the isolated parts of North Africa, such as the mountains and the deserts. Most Berbers today are Arabic-speaking Muslims. Many of the nations of the Middle East and North Africa were once controlled by European nations. As a result, English, French, and Italian are often spoken in the region.